tell me about the Kennedy as ambassador to Japan. And he said he would be affirmative in every way on it. Smart he is, but I have to assume that he's both because of his past performance and all and on that. So the key thing is he's loyal as hell.
Absolutely.
He'll do what he's told, and he will not hold to the State Department, etc. That answers for me all the questions you need in a ambassador to Japan.
Boy, that's me getting wrong.
He said, I understand your desire to appoint a businessman there and all that, but he said, I wouldn't be very scared of those damn businessmen. You have the real danger when they get in there that they will succumb to the fawning of the State Department types who know how to go to work on a guy like that, suck around him, and pretty soon they've got him trapped. He said, you never know which ones will do it. They can be a very big man, very tough and all that, and all of a sudden they get caught. Kennedy, you know, won't do that. He sees through the State Department. So he was very favorable, and everybody there, all the votes come down in favor of Kennedy.
Did you start kissing your wife?
Sure. Oh, I'm not asking he's coming back. Yeah, I think so. You talked to Kissy about him. He was in here before, didn't you? He said yes, and then you told me to check it out. Maybe I'm wrong. I think you'll have a wrong office. You asked about the Eisenhower dollars. There is.
Remarkable achievement in my lifetime, Mr. Frank Murphy. George Franklin from the Council on Foreign Relations, I feel that the change in our relationship to China could be the most important thing in our foreign relations in a decade of the
president. Well, this year, you've got basically getting an enormous reaction from the leader class, and they eventually are out of the project. They'll feel good about it, but they will affect the attitude for a month, which we haven't been having.
That's right.
Our only support's been from folks, now we're going to get some from leaders.
Holy Cross Fathers, greetings and 10,000 thanks to you and President Nixon for his efforts to achieve fellowship and peaceful negotiation. I have praised at Holy Mass and on and on. May these efforts and President Nixon's discussions bear much fruit for world fellowship and mutual helpfulness. I could have
put out some good stuff.
Who?
The Vatican.
The Vatican has put out good stuff. Oh, it's just, but as you said, it's the leader class. This fellow is head of the Kennedy Center at Harvard. The brain trust of Bobby Kennedy, Teddy Kennedy.
What's his name?
Richard Neustadt. He wrote this book on presidential power.
He's the one that wrote that.
And, you know, they'll be talking around, and they can't take it back.
And he talks about leadership plays on it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The president's timing and terseness were masterful.
And terseness?
Yeah.
That's Neustadt?
Yeah.
What is it, timing and what?
Terseness.
Well, that's good. Boy, that was a master stroke to give
Well, the fellow who, I forget who it was.
We changed the world.
Well, somebody said to me yesterday, Franco, the world is no longer what it was at 10:25 on Thursday evening.
Good.
No, 384 words have changed.
That's right. 386. Don't count it. You forgot. Good. One of those little fat folks that we announced to you earlier. That's 386 total.
Oh, the whole mood is different. That's different.
That's
who gives a damn now about Madame Bin's 7 points? Anyone who wanted to start a riot on that, we haven't answered them, we've ignored them.
What is this negative? Does he have the same negative?
could be people who were pro-Nixon before.
That's right.
But now disapprove.
In other words, the mix may have changed.
On the other hand, a lot of people who approve of the China thing, you know, were anti-Nixon before.
Yeah.
And you would think some of them would move over, you would think that would counterbalance there.
Yeah, well, it might just balance out.
No,
I think it's still, we don't have that much opposition, Bob, there's not much. Well, would you look at your figures with regard to people who are pretty, the balance of that poll of ours is extremely encouraging. You know, our own, everything on it. Good God, I mean, who's the best man to go deal with them? Who did this? This is a good idea and so forth.
No, everything. Thank you.
Very interesting.
Okay. Yeah, they were out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 49:38 they come out. Oops. Chamberlain returned your call. The sample is not complete yet. The figure could change on the approval side at one point, either way.
On the approval side, I know the approval side changes, not the disapproval side changes.
And by the undecided. They were 48:39 before.
Yeah, well, there's no change.
There's no change on ours either.
Well, one thing for sure, we're not going down anywhere. We're just really hanging in there at the same point. Except Gallup is much higher. Harris says that Gallup is overweight. He's sitting in this strange air system with the blacks and young. I think the young like this one.
We've got the breakdowns. Categories. The awareness thing, it's interesting the way that is 85% of the public aware. It's 90% of the men and 81% of the women, so you have a higher male awareness. And it goes up with age, 89% of the old folks and only 76% of the 18 to 20 year olds. 96% of those who've been to college. College. 93% of the people with over 15,000 income. That's just the awareness. The very favorable is higher among men than among women. Higher among older people. Goes up with age. Goes up with education. Goes up with income. No difference between Republicans or Democrats or independents. Independents are the highest. Independents 89, and Republicans 85, and Democrats 83.
And that's up. Regional rate.
Yeah. No difference really, except a little higher in the West. East is 85, Midwest 85, South.
Awareness or approval?
Approval. This is very favorable. I'm reading the wrong numbers, I'm sorry. That was awareness. It's probably the same kind of awareness.
True.
Now the approval is also much higher among men. A little higher among old folks, but not much difference in age. A lot higher in college graduates.
Yeah.
The very favorable reaction was 28 overall. Because in the East it was 30, Midwest 31, South 24, West 29.
South would be lower.
A little low in the South.
Because of the hogs.
About the same everywhere else.
The very favorable is damn high on this though, isn't it?
Yeah. Highest it's ever been.
Since November 3rd.
When you combine very favorable and somewhat favorable, it's 58 overall. In the East is 62, the Midwest 61, South 53, West 60. So it's really the same everywhere except the south where it's low.
I thought they had not the very favorable smog they were concerned with. What was it, 59?
58. That's, I'm sorry, these are going to be recalculated. That's of the 85. Which would be 68 of the total, of the 68 of the people asked the question.
Well, I think, my view of this is, it may be, Bob, that we have more here of things that's going to have a more delayed reaction. Could be.
Here it is. The 68.
Yeah.
South of Penny, east of 73. Midwest, 71. South 63, West 68.
South is lower, more hawkish. Okay. But would that be your guess?
Well, they won't print it actually, they're not going to run it, they run it.